Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everyone. Praise God. This is Elder Edward L. Brown Jr. I greet you in the name of Jesus. We're not going to be long tonight, but God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Oh, Jesus. Let those that have a breath praise the Lord. Tonight, I encourage you, much encouragement. I challenge you to trust God in everything you do. Look, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I just thank God for y'all today. I don't know where you've been at in your life today, in your situation, in your circumstances. Just remember, Christ paid it all. Christ paid it all. Amen. Christ paid it all. You know, I want you to know the Holy Spirit and faith moves God. Where is your faith today? Is it in the things that you can accomplish, or is it in the things that God could accomplish? Look, y'all, how many of us have been in the world? How many of us have fallen short of God's glory? How many of us have, like, disgraced our bodies, disgraced our minds? But yet, we wake up every day. I come to tell you that the Lord said, there is hope. There is a second chance. You know, some of us just are just stuck. But we don't have to be stuck. Some of us just don't know that God is the great I am. So today I just challenge you to stay with God, to know that God will do what he said he would do. We're going to go to the altar real quick for a prayer. Grab somebody's hand that's near you and say, look, I pray for you, you pray for me. And if there are people out there tonight, intercede for the lost. Can we do that? Intercede for those that don't, that have given up, that have forgot about God, or think God has forgot about them, but he hasn't. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just pray right now, this time, this hour, seeking your divine wisdom, your divine counselor in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will come across to us. You will love us. You will keep us, Lord. You will touch us and let us know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father God, and that you will meet every need according to your riches in heaven. Father God, we pray for those that are lost. We pray for our family members, Lord, that are alcoholics, drug addicts. We pray for those people that we know, Lord, far and near and dear to us, Father God, that are going through situations like never before. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we just ask you to shift and captivate the atmosphere for healing. If there is someone on the line, Lord, that needs a healing tonight, heal them, Lord. If there is someone, Lord, that needs restoration or restore tonight, Lord, heal them, Lord. Lord, if there's a marriage, Lord, that needs to be fixed, Lord, fix it, Lord. If there's a son or daughter that needs to be touched by you, Lord, touch him, Lord. Lord, we thirst for you tonight, Lord. We thirst for you tonight, Lord, like never before, Lord. We thirst, Lord, seeking your divine wisdom, Lord. Breathe on us tonight, Lord, Lord. Breathe on us tonight, Lord. We cannot make it without you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for seeing the good in us, even when everybody else saw the bad in us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us near the cross, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just allowing your son to die on the cross, that he will rise 3 days later with all power in his hand. And thank you, Lord, that we claim him as our Savior. We claim you as our Lord and our Redeemer, Lord. So today, Lord, have your way in the service. Have your way at the altar, Lord. Come and give us fresh anointing, Lord. Come, Lord, and give us living water tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Be with us, Lord. Touch all those that are on the line tonight, Lord. Touch all those all around the world tonight, Lord. Shift the atmosphere, Father God, in the United States and every country, Lord, and the planet, Lord, that you have your way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. 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 I want to go to the book of a scripture that you've heard before, but the Lord has laid on my heart tonight, and I'm just going to give as the Lord has given to me. It's Philippians 4:19. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray as I give this scripture, or give your word, let me decrease, but let you increase, that glory evolves in the word. Power revolves in the word. There's a major holy explosion that takes over this word, Lord, that will captivate your people, Lord, to thirst for you like never before. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. I'm just a vessel, Lord, so open me up and use me as you see fit tonight, that you get all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. I just wanted to look at Philippians 4:19, and it says, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has loved us and cared about us for centuries. Jesus Christ died on the cross that we would have life more abundantly. Jesus Christ died that we will be rose again. Jesus died on the cross that we will live. And it says, and my God will supply all your needs according to your, to the riches of his glory in Jesus Christ. Look, y'all, I don't know about you, but there is a man that allowed Peter to walk on water. There's a man that allowed Lazarus to raise from the dead. There's a man that took fish and loaves of bread of a small amount and fed a multitude of people. There's a man that died on the cross and rose 3 days later, and his name is Jesus. Do you know him? Have you seen him? Have you interacted with him? Well, I come to tell you, God will supply all your needs according to your riches in heaven. God will supply all your needs according to your riches in heaven. God will supply all your needs according to your riches in heaven. Nothing's too hard for God. So let him supply your need. Let him be there for you. God will supply all your needs according to your riches in heaven. Now the writer is saying, my God will meet all your needs. Now Jesus will meet all our needs, no matter how big, how small, how little. According to his riches. What are the riches for God? What is the glory for God? God's riches and glories lie in our faith. God's riches and glories rely on our relationship, Jesus. God's riches and glory relies on knowing God, having a relationship, knowing him as my Savior, knowing that why worry, why fret, why be scared? I know y'all people in the world have watered down Christianity, have watered down the power of God. Well, I come to tell you today that God's ready to do something new in you. God's ready to do something new in me. He's ready to stir up the coals, Jesus, and make the fire hotter where the anointing is released to you. God's ready to bless us and keep us where we'll see miracles of body parts being restored, oh Jesus. Minds being restored. Sights being restored. Ear sights. Hearing being restored. God's going to take us where people used to run back in the biblical times of running and they were diseased still and they would have to say unclean, unclean. God's bringing those people that were unclean to our situation, our lifestyles, and we're the ones that have to pray for them now and they'll be set free. God's going to perform a miracle using you. But I thank God that He's my supplier. When I'm sad, he supplies. When I'm glad, he supplies. Oh, Jesus, you better hear me. When I don't feel like doing something, he supplies. Oh, God. I thank God that for his grace and mercy that woke me up this morning because, look, y'all, Jeremiah 1:5 says, when we were in the womb, he knew us, and he sanctified us. Oh, Jesus. He sanctified us, made us holy. We were already sanctified and made holy through Christ. So, look, y'all, God will supply your needs according to his riches in heaven, but you got to believe. When you pray to God or you talk to God, you got to believe. How many of us believe tonight that God will supply our needs? Look, your money account, your bank account is short. I said God will supply your needs. Boom. Not negative, but it's positive. It's more than you thought it could be. God will supply your needs. Jesus, God will supply their need. And then I want to give you another scripture, y'all. And it's just, God is just awesome. In Acts 12:5, okay. So Peter was kept in the prison, but the prayers for him were being made fervently and by the church of God. Look, y'all, it's time. And the church prayed for Peter. But as a body of Christ, y'all, as the church today, are we praying? Jesus. The church, y'all, listen. Church folks, Christians, it's time to pray. It's time for us to pray like never before. It's time for us to seek the word of God like never before. It's time for us to prostrate for the Lord like never before. It's time to pray. Whatever you do today, pray. Whatever you do tomorrow, pray. Whatever you do today, have a little talk with Jesus. Oh, Jesus, he'll supply all your needs. Have a little talk with Jesus. He'll make it all right. Have a little talk. Jesus. See, the key to everything is prayer. God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory, but you've got to pray. Our Father was in heaven is okay, but God wasn't hearing your tongue. He wasn't hearing your mouth. He wasn't hearing your scream. He wasn't hearing your voice say, help, Jesus. So, Father God, tonight we come. Thank you for this word. Thank you for everything you've done for us. Lord, give us ambitions. Give us thirsty living water to seek your name, for you are our light. Lord, I ask you right now, if anyone's on the line that needs to be saved or repent of any sins, we ask you to cover them in the blood, wash them, anoint them afresh right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. For those who want to be saved, say, God, forgive me, I'm a sinner, and I need you. Lord, I believe you died on the cross and rose 3 days later. Save me now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. See you next time.